Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Time and money. Two things we like to save. Well, today's show is all about saving some money, but it's also about timely topics. October 31st is significant to both stories. Everyone likes to save money, especially those with regular monthly bills, and in particular, those electrical bills. Well, there's a possibility you may be able to reduce, or at the very least, pick a billing plan that is more suitable to your lifestyle. It turns out Lakefront Utilities is now letting you change your billing method. There will be two systems, time of use or tiered pricing. You have until the end of October before there's a rate hike to your existing system. So if you are interested in figuring out which plan is best for you, then listen carefully. But that's not all. Lakefront is also doing a series of public consultations related to the electricity pricing for the next 5 years. The utility must apply to a regulatory body to get approval for the rates, and they want to hear from you. It is also a chance to let them know about the level of service. It might seem like a long time ago when people were complaining about brownouts during the summer. This survey is a chance to let the utility know what you think. So if you're interested in saving a few bucks on your electricity bill, you will want to listen to the first interview today. Here is my interview with Derek Paul, president of Lakefront Utilities. I'm so pleased to have with me today on Consider This, Derek Paul, the president of Lakefront Utilities. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you very much, Rob.
There are some significant things going on at Lakefront Utilities these days, and I'm sure listeners would be interested in saving money on their electricity bills. So the first thing I'd like to talk to you about is the ability for people to choose an electricity pricing plan before November 1st. Can you tell us about it?
I will make every effort to do so. You don't have to make the decision before November 1st. You can actually make that decision anytime. And what it is the Ontario Energy Board, or regulated entity, has released this a pricing option that gives consumers the choice, and I say consumers because it's related to both residential and businesses, of remaining on the current time of use pricing, which is three-tier. It's got mid-peak, off-peak, and on-peak currently is how you're being charged for electricity. Or you can go on what's called a tier pricing that has a tier of the first 1,000 kilowatt hours at a certain price, and beyond that, another pricing. Now, the consumers will ask is which is beneficial to us. So what we've done is we've put a calculator on our website. So if you're a customer of Lakefront Utilities Inc., whether Coburg or Colburn, you can go onto our website, and we have a tool. It's in a system called Silver Blaze. And you type in your account, and it'll be able to help you calculate which of the two tier system is beneficial for you. If you don't have an account, you might want to set one up, but it's a tool for consumers to use. I trust that helps with the explanation you're seeking, Rob.
Yeah, it does. I'd also like to ask you this, though. Time of use and tier pricing, it's not just about money and time, but it's also about our lifestyles. Can you tell me a bit about time of use and the type of person that might benefit from time of use versus tiered pricing, somebody who might be typically better served by that system?
I think if you're someone who actually is able to conduct most of your business late in the evenings, then, looking at your bills, looking at your usage pattern, remaining on the current system where there's peak, off-peak, and mid-peak actually serve you well. But for someone like myself, for example, who likes to, whether I'm doing the dishes or putting on the laundry dishwasher or washing machine, etc., at any time I so choose, then I think you would see that the tier may be beneficial. But again, each person has to make that choice.
Now, I understand it's not just for individuals, but also if I have a business, I can do the same thing. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, as I mentioned, for sure, residential customers has the luxury of choosing the time they can do certain activities, whereas business may not have that luxury. So certainly our preliminary examination identifies that business should definitely look into it. And all it takes is a notification for Lakefront Utilities. It can be an email, and we will follow up to make sure that, information, the request to change, if you don't do anything, you'll be on the time of use peak, mid-peak, and off-peak system. If you'd like to choose, then you'd have to notify us, and staff will follow up with you.
Is there any type of audit or a calculator, again, online that I can use if I'm a business person to help me better determine which plan is best for me?
Again, same as I mentioned before, I would direct you to our website, and hopefully you have your account, and you've set up an account with us to access your usage and account information. And if you don't, it takes literally a few minutes to do so. That will help you with that calculation.
Now, you always think when there's these kinds of choices that one system is better than another, or one system is more fair than the other. How do I know which system is fair towards me as a consumer?
Again, I couldn't make that decision for you. Each person, depending on your pattern of usage of your electricity, would have to make that determination. But the tool does help you understand that.
But it's not that one system is skewered one way or skewered another way.
No, it's just simply choices that the customers are having. And that's always been, the Ontario Energy Board objective. It's our objective, providing our customers with choices that, after they've conducted their analysis, they're able to determine what best suits their lifestyle and patterns of electric use.
One of the reasons for bringing in a time of use system was to encourage people not to use power during periods. Doesn't the tiered system defeat that goal?
I think with what the government has introduced over the last number of years with conservation and those various initiatives, they've achieved some significant targets of theirs. And I think, the current government objective, I don't want to get into the politics of it, but reducing costs, this adds to that option of cost reduction potentially for consumers.
But what about environmental sustainability? What inspires people to use less electricity to be more energy efficient?
Well, I mean, every kilowatt hour saved is one less to be generated, right? So, from a generation, whether that's nuclear or different sources of generation, costs is significant. From an environmental perspective, I know we've gone, we've made a movement towards a good portion of our supply mix are renewable energy. And so, that's definitely beneficial to the environment. So each of us has a role to play in assisting with that movement. And that's why conservation is still a very important initiative for the government. This is still an important initiative for Lakefront. We encourage our customers to conserve. And it's an odd day when the CEO of an organization is encouraging its customers to use less of its product. But, this is for the environmental benefit.
With everyone, not maybe everyone, but for a lot of people who are now working from home, or kids who are going to school from home during the pandemic and possibly even after, What makes sense for them? What sort of things should they be thinking about when they're considering should they change or not?
Well, that's an interesting question, Rob, because you know, unfortunately, they're bringing the office to their homes now, and so there's less control of in terms of, you know, shifting their usage pattern at later times in the day. So, I mean, they would have to look at, you know, perhaps, you know, tools that conserve electricity. For example, if they're not at their computer, maybe, you know, turn it off, et cetera. So there's you know, examples of tools that are sold at, you know, different stores that has that capacity to remove the power supply. When not in use.
Okay, so just to go over one more thing just before we move on. When I was doing my research, I saw that there was a deadline and November 1st was associated with it, but you're saying that this can be done anytime, and could you just confirm for us that we do have time to implement this if we want to?
Yeah, the new rates for the peak, mid-peak and off-peak is effective November 1st. But so if you don't do anything, then you'll be charged those new those new pricing, and those are cost of power. Has nothing to do with Lakefront Utility. We don't control that cost. That's the generation actual use power cost. So if you don't do anything by November 1st, those prices kick in. But if you would like to move to your tier pricing, you can do so at any time. You can do it, you know, before November 1st, so you have the tier pricing. You can do it, you know, anytime after November or even a later date.
But if you want to get those maximum savings, then get it done before November 1st, right?
Again, it depends. It depends on the individual and their pattern. It may save, it may not save. That's why I encourage you to utilize a tool I set on the website to determine what's best for you. But if you are if you fall in the category of savings, then yes, you want to do it sooner.
Great. All right. Now, there's other things going on that are important, just as important, and that's a cost of service rate application survey that you're doing. And people can go to the town's website at engagecoburg.ca, and they can fill it out. What's this all about?
Well, I mean, as you mentioned, Rob, the cost of service application is a process mandated by our regulator, the Ontario Energy Board. And as an electric utility, one of 61, I believe, now in the province, we're required to complete that every 5 years in order to meet, you know, to set our distribution rates. So the purpose of that is to collect customers' feedback as we look at our, you know, the investment and spending for 5 years, because when we go to the OEB, it's for rates effective January 1st, 2022. And those rates are set for the next 5 years, from 2022 to 2026, with CPI adjustments each year subsequently. So as we develop our plan to request, you know, what rates we would like to establish, and we develop our, whether it's, you know, our capital plan and maintenance plan and all those various elements, we'd like to consult with our customer. And you know, design it based on the feedback that we are able to collect. You know, and one of the main areas customers may have input on is the reliability of the system, for example. So that's the whole objective of that exercise. And you know, we would like to see more customer feedback consultation in order to design our application.
Then what are some of the topics that are covered in the survey? You mentioned one of them already. What are the other ones that you might be asking us, things so we could think about before we go and start answering?
Well, as I said, reliability is certainly one area. Cost would be, you know, another area. You know, do you sacrifice reliability for cost and vice versa? You know, modernizing the system is another area. So that, you know, I can't remember all of them, you know, off the cuff, but the survey does cover most of them, if not all.
One might assume that when it comes to electricity rates, everybody would just want the lowest possible rate. But what are some of the things we need to be thinking about in sort of planning for the future and thinking forward rather than just immediate?
Well, I mean, the growth of our community as Coburg and Colborne continues to grow, and you mentioned you know earlier about pandemic and people working from home, etc. So reliability becomes critically important to be on those, whether it's Zoom calls or connectivity, reliable connectivity. But the growth without the system keeping pace with growth, then you know you have aging infrastructure that's catching up with us, and you know capacity issues, a whole slew of concerns that can arise from that.
I know you talk about it in terms of reliability, but other people might think about it in terms of brownouts, and especially in the summertime when it's really hot and everybody's got their air conditioning up full. It's not unusual in our region to suffer from brownouts. Are there plans to upgrade or fix the system to avoid these? And can you explain how it's done?
Well, yes. You know, substations, transformers, all of these various equipment that are part of the distribution system has a finite life. And so as they become aged and older, they become less reliable. And so part of our what's called a distribution system plan that we're developing, which will be available, which will be completed by the end of this month, possibly next month. And we also plan on putting that onto our website for comments as well. You know, the age infrastructure needs, whether it's replacement, adequate maintenance, etc. And so part of that is you can't exactly do all of that work in, you know, whether it's 1 year or a few months, etc. It takes time, it takes planning, it takes a systemic approach. And so all of that are, you know, planned out in a distribution system plan. But it also takes input from our customers, which we value tremendously. And so those are all various elements that has to tie in.
How old is some of the equipment that you use? Can you give us some ages of some of the stuff that's out there?
Well, you know, for example, a substation has a lifespan of over 30 years, 30, 40, and some of, you know, with proper maintenance, it can go even longer. An electric pole, a wooden electric pole, can go as much as 50, 60 years old. And we do have some of that infrastructure that's as age because, you know, we, aside from carte blanche replacement, we have over the years invested significantly in maintenance. But you know, maintenance can only be—you can only conduct those for so long without compromising the equipment. So it's finding that right balance and ensuring that you know we make sure that reliability and safety and all those elements are not compromised at any time.
And what would it cost to, say, replace a telephone pole or one of those transformers you were talking about?
Well, each of the electric pole, from design to purchase to installation, is roughly approximately $10,000. And a substation can run into hundreds of thousands and, you know, possibly $1 million. So, you know, nothing is cheap, unfortunately, in today's world, but very expensive equipment.
Can you give us some examples of the things that have taken place that were part of the last five-year plan, just to give us a flavor of the kinds of things that you had included in it?
Yeah, so we have a system that, as mentioned, was very, very old, and we're running on what's called a 4KV system. We have we've been systemically doing a conversion into a higher upgrade, a 27KV system. And what that does is it has more, it's more robust. It caters for a modern electric system. For example, as we move towards an electric car infrastructure and 200 amp electrical panels, etc., we need to cater for all of those various elements. So we've been systemically changing out that system. been converted, and we have been doing that. We've also did tremendous amount of work in Colburn, where the substations there in Colburn were over 40 years old, and so both substations are fairly new, as in less than 5 years old now. We've done the same in Colburn with one substation, but we do have about five substations, and three to four of those need to be addressed over the next cost of service rate application.
So the board of directors must have their own wish list. What does it include?
Well, I mean, the board of directors look at the entire system comprehensively, and they balance between low rates and reliability and health and safety, and providing a good service for a reasonable cost to our consumers, and in fact, you know, our fiduciary responsibility not only to our consumers but to our employees, to the town. It's all balancing those various elements.
The survey is not the only means by which people can express their views. Can you share what other opportunities people may have to give input?
Yes, so the survey is, it's on the, as you mentioned, the engagecolburn.ca website. I'm not sure how long we'll keep that up there, but certainly from our website, you have the opportunity, you can provide that information on through your account. I mentioned Silver Blaze. It's a two-way communication system as well. If you haven't downloaded our Lakefront mobile app, you can do so. You can certainly send an email to us. So there are various avenues and opportunities to communicate.
Derek Paul, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
It's my pleasure, Rob, and thank you for having me.
That was my interview with Derek Paul, president of Lakefront Utilities. To get a better picture of what's going on at the utility, you can visit their website at lakefrontutilities.com. Not only will you find all kinds of tools to help you calculate your best billing plan, but you can also see the recently released 2019 scorecard. It compares services and rates between all utilities in Ontario. Lakefront was ranked in the top 10 in multiple categories. When I come back, I will be talking to a health expert from the Haliburton-Kawartha Pine Ridge District Health Unit about Halloween trick-or-treating. Please stay tuned to consider this on Northumberland 89.7 FM, your truly local source for news. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.